episode number 277, Camaro Holiday Glee.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And welcome to our annual holiday edition, full of glee. And harmony and Christmas cheer.
All that crap.
And all that good stuff. Because this is our second from last show of the year.
That's right.
So usually around Christmas time, we put together our little, I don't know, something special.
Yeah, you know, something.
Well, it's special to us.
Warms the cockles of your heart. And, I don't know. But here, so here we are, the episode before, you know, Christmas. And
actually, we're recording this before Christmas. It's going to come out after Christmas.
Close enough. I'm looking over the year in review.
Okay.
On our website, all the things we post on the main page of the site, all the Camaro news. You know, we wouldn't update it every day or anything because we wouldn't just be like media hogs or anything.
No. God, no.
Hey, somebody took a crap and it looks like a Camaro. Let's put it on the front page. But
Yeah.
We got some good stuff. Maybe we'll do a little rundown, but we got some hot, smoking hot news that we got to start this episode off
Holy cow. Right now. Yes.
Go, Chris, go.
Oshawa. June 2011. Be there.
Oh, just don't miss it.
They're trying to set a Guinness Book of World Records, it looks like, with 3,000 people to get a factory tour of the Oshawa plant that built the 5th-gen Camaro.
This is something we've wanted since the 4th-gen days.
I know. Not only are they going to do that, but they're going to have a whole event. They're going to have a car show. They're going to have activities going on all weekend. It's going to be all ultra cool.
Here's the deal. It's not just a car show, your typical, with your 50s and 60s bebop music playing and then trophies at the end. This is like 10 different events all wrapped into one, and it's all Camaro related. This is probably the biggest Camaro event
ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented. And we really got to thank some really dyed-in-the-wool, die-hard Camaro enthusiasts,
yes,
like our good friend Scotty, Camaro Scotty,
yep,
and Hilton Jorison. God, am I going to say that? We go way back with Hilton.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of ours now, and we're very thankful for that. And
oh, yeah.
And there's some other folks on the team, a couple other Scots involved.
Yeah. There's a lot of people behind it.
Yeah.
Because there's actually... They're meshing kind of two events, actually like three events, right?
And they're comprised of sub-events.
Right, because there's the Ontario Camaro Club, which normally has their car show every summer in St. Catharines.
Right.
Well, it's being moved to Oshawa this year with for this event. And then there's also the Buyers and Builders Get Together.
Right.
Which we were looking forward to this year,
which was
going to be in August.
Yes.
And that's being moved to June as well.
Because in order for the factory tour to happen, it had to move.
And then, of course, there's the yearly F-Body gathering for the mm-hmm. Camaros and Firebirds, which was...
kind of jockeys around. Used to be Bowling Green, but then...
Moved from Bowling Green to Indianapolis to Detroit, to Ohio.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of got put in the mix as well.
And why not? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a better thing because it's easier on the schedule, it's easier on the wallet. Granted, it'll cost more... for this one event, but you're not going to five or six different events throughout
right.
the year. This is just going to be great. It's going to be freaking huge. It's going to be, I just,
1,000 people.
I can't, and that's just an estimate. I'm sure that it's going to be bigger than that.
It's going to be huge, yeah.
There's only one drawback that I can see to this.
Americans
should have a passport anyway, but they're going to need one to go into Canada.
Absolutely.
So don't waste any time. If you have any thoughts of attending this event, which you should, or you're just going to hate yourself for the rest of your life, go out and make provisions to get your passport now.
Yeah.
Or
you can get an enhanced driver's license that's basically a passport
right.
on your driver's license. And don't screw around with the border guards.
Don't laugh. Don't smirk. Just answer their questions and go through, and it'll be a piece of cake.
The last time I went to Canada, I don't even want to get into it, but... You know, going over was fine. Canadians are awesome.
Yep.
Really nice, really cool. Coming back, the U.S. people, oh, this guy got his, just a complete prick.
Yeah.
Complete. I did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. I was the only person in the car. Ugh.
Yeah.
There's one all over all the time.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple, but other times I've gotten people that just say, where are you going? Where are you from? What are you doing? Okay, head on through, and that's
citizenship.
It. Yep. We'll talk more about that later on, because we do have a full show.
Yes.
But the guts of this, I mean, Chris, do you want to read this? Or
yeah.
You want me to read this? Or?
Yeah.
Because our good friend Scott Settlemyer.
Yes.
He sent us this email.
Save the date. Camaro Homecoming and Ontario Camaro Nationals Weekend, June 10th through the 12th, 2011. Chevrolet is opening the doors of the Oshawa Assembly Plant to 3,000 Camaro enthusiasts on June 10th, 2011. This is going to be big. So big, in fact, we're hoping to set a couple of Guinness World Records. So, we hope you can join us and bring your Camaros and Firebirds. More information on the tour and registration will follow in early 2011, but we wanted to make you aware of the date as early as possible so you can make your travel arrangements. In addition, the Ontario Camaro Club will be holding their 2011 annual Camaro Nationals as part of the Camaro Homecoming event on June 10th through the 12th. All of the show's activities will be held at the Oshawa Assembly Plant. For those planning to attend from the U.S., please note that you will have to have a valid passport in order to cross the border. So, we hope Firebird friends will join us for this great event. With warm regards, your Camaro team and the Ontario Camaro Club. That's cool, too, because the entire Camaro team is going to be there in Oshawa as well. Al and John and Cheryl and Scott. Who else am I forgetting?
Well, the whole freaking assembly team.
Well, yeah, everybody who builds the cars, too.
I mean, this is going to be, and this is
along
names
with Mike Judge.
Mike Judge, yeah, you know he's going to be there. I mean, this is what we've been wanting for years and years and years and years, and we finally get it, and I'm extremely thankful.
Right, since they were building the Camaros at St. Therese.
Yep.
So,
I'm
looking forward to it big time.
Anyway, this is your preliminary warning. Things are going to start ramping up probably within the next week or so, if not sooner, with information and. All we're going to be able to say at this point is just keep an eye on CamaroZ28.com for more information.
Yep.
On where you can get information, you know, if you have questions, where you can kind of, you know, talk to people who's going. And also just to kind of find out what it's all about, the schedule and the whole nine yards, we're going to leave it at that, but just stay tuned. This is
awesome.
I can't wait. People are already booking their hotels now.
I know. I can't believe it. We don't even know what hotels people are going to be staying at. So
yep.
I don't know.
I
guess they're just booking the same hotel they used last year.
I think
or something.
So. Yeah. I think they're getting the jump on it. That's what they get. But
cool.
We got to move on.
Okay.
Some quick news here. The Berger SS for 2011 has been released.
Yes, it has. We got a press release this week right from Berger themselves. And you were so kind to link it on the main page.
Yes, I was.
So
good looking car.
It is. Basically, it's a little history about Berger.
Mm-hmm.
The only remaining Copo dealer left in the country.
Amazing.
And a little bit of information on their 2011 Berger Camaro SS. So we've got it linked up on the main part of the site and with the press release in the PDF. So
download it and
yeah, head over and take a look at it.
Yep, and then talk about it. So what do you think? I think it's a good looking car.
Oh my God, I've always liked all the Berger
cars.
Yeah,
I know. They know well. You know, they're one of the originals. So
yeah.
Let's see here. So I guess now is the time. Let's get into some holiday glee.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, last week we read Scott Settlemyer's annual holiday message, and we got to echo. You know, A, don't drink and drive. B, buckle your safety belts, and in no particular order either. And if your friends want to drink and drive, beat the crap out of them, and then put them in the ditch and let them wake up in the morning.
I heard the sleigh bells, too, during our intro, though.
Well, every Christmas episode, we got to do that, and loyal listeners will know how we're going to end the show.
Yes. So, do we have any bumper nuts to talk about this year?
where are
my
you?
Christmas presents should still be hanging up on the wall there.
No, it's not. Your Camaro clock is there. Where's your bumper nuts?
Oh, they're around somewhere.
Mine are still hanging up in my bar in my basement.
Probably down there.
Your nuts are on the floor.
The flesh ones, yeah. <You're kidding.
laughs> colored ones.
Colored ones, yes. Yeah.
Again, loyal listeners will know what we're talking about. You're going to have to go many episodes back.
Probably 3.5-4 years ago.
Well, it'd have to be on a Christmas again, another Christmas episode, because that's when I gave it to you.
That's right. That's when we exchanged bumper nuts for Christmas.
Oh, good times, good times. Did a little Christmas holiday stuff on the website, but just on the message board. I didn't want to overdo it. I got other things to do. I'm busy.
The decorations are back. The icicles are back.
Yeah, that's good.
People have been asking for them. I'm surprised.
Big whoop. That's all I had time
for. It's festive.
I've been busy as heck.
It's festive.
So if it's not enough holiday decorations on the CamaroZ28.com site, I apologize. It's not that I'm not full of holiday glee. It's just that my schedule is full. That's what it is. Oh, man. Well, we hope that everybody has a good Christmas. I mean, things are looking up. The stock market's looking up. GM, Ford, even Chrysler are putting out world-beating cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I think we're climbing our way back to the top.
They're kicking ass.
And I'm you know, if you're listening to this, that means you have the means to do it, and you should be thankful.
Yes.
I'm thankful I get to project my voice out to everybody out there, and I get to have friends and, you know, to have a car and a house and all that crap. So,
and did you happen to catch this week's episode of Top Gear America?
No, sir.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. They were in Detroit. So it was the episode was based on General Motors vehicles.
Yeah.
So the three of them met downtown on top of a building over by the Renaissance. And each one of them had to pick a GM vehicle they thought would represent GM the best and should be brought back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
So the first guy shows up in a 70 Cutlass Supreme with a Rocket 350 in it.
Yeah.
The next guy shows up in like an 84 Pontiac Fiero.
Oh.
And then the next guy showed up in like a early 90s Buick Roadmaster.
A Roadblaster?
Yes.
What?
Dude, if you can, try and Hulu it or something and watch this episode because it's hilarious. Also, at the end of the show, they announced the Z28 is coming back.
Yeah, but we already busted that wide open. What Z28? Right, yeah. Fitz? You know.
Anyways.
Yeah, we're called CamaroZ28.com, but we're also CamaroSS.com, and it's just a name. We're all about Camaros.
That's
all
right.
Every year, every style, every trim, every color, even the sport gold metallic ones.
If you say so.
Well, according to our production numbers, they're out there, and
yeah,
we know
are.
Somebody's got some. All right. Well, you know, we'll mention it again later on the show, but best wishes and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Yes.
All right. We got some voicemails that have been lingering. Lingering.
Yeah. Yes. These came to us last week. And we just didn't have time to play them. So let's go ahead and do the voicemails.
Fire it up, buddy.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Templar Knight from the forums. I just recently found out that I'm going to be an uncle. So my question to you is, considering that all we know right now is that my sister is pregnant, would it be too soon to buy the fifth-gen Camaro children's car thing? All right, have a good one. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Templar Knight. He's one of our regulars. So he wants to know if it's too soon to buy the 12-volt Camaro toy car for he's gonna be soon to be an uncle. His sister's having a baby. So what do you think? Too early?
That's a tough one, and here's why. One would like to think that by the time the kid could appreciate it, there's going to be a different looking Camaro out there.
Oh, interesting.
However, who's to say that they'll make a 12-volt car that looks like it?
Right.
But furthermore, is it really that important? Will the kid take a look at it at 2 years old and go, oh, it's not the current 2016 Camaro Z28 RSSSSS?
Yeah, you never know.
ZL1. I'm not going to drive it. My suggestion is, if you got the money, if you got the bread, go buy it.
Yeah.
And have it sit in your garage next to your real one.
Absolutely.
We just saw there's a member on the board that's selling stripes for him.
I know. That's awesome.
Did you pick some up, Chris?
You bet.
All right. You need some help putting them on?
Oh, you bet.
Well, I don't know who you're going to find.
Uncle Jason's going to come
I'm
over.
I'm going to be up north snowmobiling. Kiss my ass.
Oh, God.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So there's your answer. If you got the money, do it. If you don't, I'm sure there'll be something cool out there to give to them. But what I do recommend is you order up a Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 3 car.
There you
go. I still have some left.
Yeah. Give that to your soon-to-be nephew or niece.
Yeah. That's the best answer I can give for you.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that was kind of an odd one. I think that's, you know, we've had some interesting ones.
Yeah.
But I like that one. That was pretty good. We'd like to hear from you if you haven't called in yet this week.
Or in the last 2 weeks.
Right on. Just give us a call and give us something to talk about. Here you go.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
You know, I just realized something.
What's that?
One of the things I meant to talk about when we're talking about the Oshawa event is that the organizers have requested that they be interviewed. So we're definitely going to be talking to them a lot over the next few months.
Cool.
Yeah. So
bringing it right to you.
Yeah. So if you have any questions that you'd like to verbally ask and have them answer, use that hotline. Start calling now. You know, we'll just queue them up.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah. Right now. Is the phone ringing?
No, not yet.
Oh. All right. What do we got? One more voice?
We got one more.
Wow, that's it? You guys are slacking.
I'm going into a power side. It's Postal Dave. I'm doing notice in the parking lot. No, I'm going to hit a telephone pole. Just joking. What I do is I use sand tubes that you get from Home Depot that weigh 60 pounds. You put them in the trunk. Then you have a bag of molten salt in case you need to lay down some salt. And you also carry carpet remnants. You can get them real cheap at the carpet store instead of using your floor mat. And then use that to get out of any situation that you might encounter, like old ladies trying to call the neighborhood watch on you or something. But, this is the second winter. I bought it July 2009, and it works great. Traction control works great. I don't know if it's the V6 because it's, like, lower horsepower, but maybe if it has too much horsepower, you have, you know, problems with the traction hooking up. But it works great, and it's a great car, and you guys have a great podcast. So that is my tip for driving in the snow, the sand tubes and the bags of salt in the trunk. So you guys have fun in that winter snow and make sure the cars stay polished and dry. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good tips from our local, not local, but our usual caller, Dave.
Thank God he's not.
I feel like he's like a member of the family or something.
I really hope he makes it to Oshawa.
Oh, Dave. Dave.
Dave.
You need to make it out to Oshawa.
Come on up to Michigan. You could ride
that,
with us.
Put the dates on your calendar. We want to see you in Canada.
We want to slug a few down with you. And that's the thing. From what I understand, a lot of Crown Royal gets passed around at these events.
Oh, really?
So if you're a Crown guy, not me either. I'm a Cappy Coat guy, as I say.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just the thing is, when you get on the other side of the border, you go to the duty free store.
Yeah.
Where you don't got to pay duty.
Right.
And then
you'll be in Canada, so you just go to the beer store or the liquor store.
Yeah.
For doors.
Yeah, you get something good.
Triple X.
The beer.
Molson Triple X.
The beer, right? Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So that's all the voicemails we've got.
That's it.
So we got 1 week left to get into December's voicemail contest.
Yeah.
Well, if you have or have not called, you want to listen up because I'm going to actually do something I haven't done all year, and that's announce what the prize is going to be. I uncovered a vintage Camaro Z28.com like shoulder backpack bag.
Yeah.
With the old logo on it,
oh.
Brand new in the original packaging. It was like a prototype that I had made just to see how it would turn out. That's going to go, along with a Camaro Z28.com Series 3 diecast, to the lucky or creative caller for this month. Because all this year, every month,
right,
we've been giving out a prize to the best voicemail of each of the month.
Every month.
And this is the big prize to wrap things up. So, you know what? You better get a good email in if you want, or voicemail in if you want that. So, that's right. Speaking of which, I've gotten all the prizes out that I owe everybody.
Yay!
Sorry it took so long. I've been busy. Like I said, I'm a busy dude. And I guess that's it. I've been holding off on telling my story of being pulled over.
Uh-oh.
So I probably ought to do that.
Okay.
Since, you know, we're talking about Dave and donuts and power slides in the parking lot.
Holiday Glee.
Yeah, Holiday Glee. This is a cool story. A month ago, I put my Camaro away using a lot of the storage tips that we talked about early on previous episodes of the show. And I was going to put the cover on it and everything. And after I rolled on the onto the plastic sheeting, and I said, you know, there's a lot of dust on this. I better go wash it off. And while I'm out there, I better put a fresh tank of gas, top off the gas and everything. So I filled up the tank. I went to the car wash, and then I'm like, well, now it's all wet. I can't put the cover on it. It's all wet. That's not a good idea. So I better drive around. So I started just driving around, you know, one last ride, drive in the summer and for the season before it goes away for the winter. I get out on a major road, and I look next to me, and there's a dude in a big old O.J. Simpson-style rust-out Bronco.
Okay.
And, you know, he's got a bad muffler and all that. It's just a piece of... Yeah, yeah, right. And then he hits the gas. And I just look over and smirk at him and throw the gear down and tap, tap, and
boom! Lay down some law.
Oh, it was pretty cool. Just a little burst. No big deal. And then I start heading towards home. And I'm driving along, and I see a car come up next to me alongside my left in the other lane, and I look over, and it's got a push bar on it, and it says call 911 on it, and it's one of our local finest, and then he backed off, and then he got behind me, and I knew exactly what was going to happen next, and sure enough, the lights go on, and I pull over immediately. I do my Jason Debler routine of being pulled over. I roll down all windows, turn on the overhead light, already have my license out, all my credentials and everything like that, and put my hands on the steering wheel, and I'm waiting to explain to the officer why I was drag racing. I wasn't doing anything wrong in this case. And the bad part is as I was cleaning out my car before I went and washed it, I took my registration and proof of insurance out and left it on my garage countertop. I was actually nervous this time. Well, the officer comes up, pops his head in, takes one look at my face, and pats me on the shoulder, and he says, "Relax, I just pulled you over. I want to check out your car." I'm like, ugh. He goes, "Yeah, I saw you had a supercharged badge on the back." And I mean, "What you got done to this?" And I'm like, and I told him, and he says, "Yeah." He says, I kind of pulled you over for the window tint, but I've got a Pontiac G8 with rough racing wheels and window tint myself, so I'm going to let you go. But so what else have you done to the car?" And I said, "Well, blah, blah, blah. But listen, I don't have my credentials with me. I'm cleaning out the car to put it away for storage, and it's in the garage." He goes, "Is this your car?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "It's in your name." And I said, "Yeah." And he says, "No problem. I'll take care of it." He takes my license, goes back. He's not even in a squad car for a full minute. Comes back, pats me on the shoulder, says, "Yeah, you're spotless. You got one of the best driving records I've ever seen. So what else have you done to this car?" Coolest officer I've ever, awesome. Among the coolest officer I've ever met. And, you know, I was polite to him. He was cool to me. So just another
thing. Hearing the good stories.
Well,
because mostly when you hear about someone getting pulled over, it goes downhill from there. You know, I got pulled over and then...
I don't have a bad pullover story. Every time I've been pulled over, which isn't a ton, but...
Well, I mean, you would get a ticket. That's bad.
Yeah, but I mean, if I get a ticket, it's probably my fault.
Yeah, but still, it's not good.
But everybody's like, "Oh, the cop was a dick, the cop was..." You know, I don't have that problem. I'm nice to them, they're nice to me. Don't ask me why. And I've done some nutty things and gotten pulled over and...
I've done some nutty things and never gotten pulled over. And,
well, yeah, but... Anyway, so, hey, since we're talking about Holiday Glee, to all our people serving, police, fire, EMS, and, of course, overseas, have a safe holiday. Don't take any bullets for us if you can help it.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of you. Let's see, what else we got here going on? Borla. Borla gave us some holiday greetings.
That was a nice, cool video. Little YouTube video
since we're talking
about.
Yeah. Cypress Classics still has a special going on just through the end of the year on some killer presentation boxes and picture frames. The coupon code is CamaroZ28 upon checkout, and you get 25% off. Get these while you can, folks. So let's do a quick rundown throughout the year. We got a couple minutes left here. I got the site pulled up, and like I said, we didn't cover everything. We just covered the things that we think people would be really interested in. Right. January 13th, 2010 Camaro Synergy Green details were released. Then we, on February 21st, it was announced that the Disciples would be going back.
Yeah.
And then April 8th, the 2011 Camaro information was released. And then we really didn't have a whole lot of updates for a while because the summer had us busy with car shows and everything. But then starting in September, we really ramped things up. The American Pride Camaro was featured on our site. I'm the one that actually named that car along with some of the other Disciples. The number 2 2011 convertible sold for $205,000. And then, of course, speaking of big bucks, October 10th, the Neiman Marcus convertible.
Woo!
Yikes.
75K.
Yikes. I wonder if we're going to see one of those at Oshawa.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I got to think we would, you know. I really do. Let's see here. And then 100 of those Neiman, all 100 of those Neiman Marcos convertibles sold out in 3 minutes. It's $75,000 a pop. Drop Top Customs made some waves with their Camaro T-Top. And then HPP had the Camaro and Firebird Customs for SEMA. Yep. And then there was SEMA not too long ago.
Can't forget that. Speed Jam this weekend had a whole series on SEMA.
And then SEMA introduced us to the Synergy Series Camaro, the Red Flash, the SSX track car, the XM version. And then, of course, Camaro wins SEMA Hottest Car Award, yet another award, another feather in his cap. During SEMA, we hung out with the guys with the fire breather car in the Jin movie out. That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be released this spring, and the trailer is supposed to be out in January for the movie.
And I believe, Chris, you and I are going to be going to the opener of that.
Yeah, the premiere here in Detroit.
Yeah, the actual premiere, the red carpet. Yeah. We're going to be rubbing elbows with Nick Cage, hanging out with Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to try to look up her skirt. Was that allowed? She's available.
Why would she come to Detroit?
Praying to God. Then, in November, just not long ago, Chevrolet really revealed the Camaro convertible on Facebook, of all places, showing you where social media is going.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then shortly after that, the official press release for the Camaro convertible with complete specs. GM opens their stock exchange for the roar of a Camaro on November 18th.
How cool is that?
Lingenfelder busts into the eights with a heavy-ass Camaro. November 23rd, man, that thing makes some power. One of our members makes a very awesome 2010 Camaro trunk panel that we featured on the homepage because we just thought it was cool. Yeah. A little bit over the top, but the craftsmanship is just very...
Have you seen the other ones he's
coming
up with?
Yeah, that's right.
with the lights?
Oh, yeah. They look pretty good, too. His name is Jarhead Bob and Ma, if I said that right. We released some really cool podcasts. Like just not long ago, we had a special interview with our good friend Camaro Scotty. You're going to be hearing a lot more from Scotty. With a
great guy,
Oshawa. Yeah, he's just the coolest guy in the world, man. He might be selling Camaros, but he's not in it to sell them. He's in it to just be a true Camaro enthusiast. Yep. Then the Camaro salesperson reference guide was released. And then, of course, throughout the year, but most notably just recently on December 3rd, the whole Z28 is a 2012 model reared its ugly ass head again.
What's Z28?
Who knows, Fitz? still time to get great deals on winter wheels and tire packages from our sponsor.
Got to need those for the winter.
BestWheelDeals.com. Keep you out of that there ditch. This podcast is now on Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio or Stitcher.com.
That's right, and you can download their app.
You can download their app if you have an Android phone, if you have an iPhone, if you have a Windows phone, if you have a BlackBerry. They've got them all set.
Not to mention our very own app
that
covers a lot of the website.
Yeah.
And then just recently, GM Performance Parts lets you build your own 700 horsepower Camaro.
Nice.
Stunning. Stunning, stunning, stunning. And then that leads us up to, just recently, the Berger 2011 Camaro SS press release.
Talked about early in this episode.
Yep. Not to mention all the cool things that happen on the message board in between, from the classic guys talking about tuning their carb to the recent guys to the lounge talking about all sorts of stuff. It's been a great year. It's going to be even better year as things move on.
Right.
The Camaro community is growing. We're still growing. We're still making great friends. And we're still having a lot of fun. And
that's
we have
what it's all about.
You listeners and you site members to thank for that. I think, Chris, are we starting to run out of time
here? Yeah, we're starting to run out of time.
I got to end this one on kind of a down note, speaking of friends and enthusiasts.
Oh, yes.
The Camaro community lost a very, very, very prominent member. Doug Warren passed away was it Wednesday morning?
Yeah.
If you didn't know Doug, you probably knew somebody like him, and they were very few and far between. If you were ever at Camaro Superfest, back in the day, he used to walk around with a ponytail down to his waist.
Yeah.
But, that was just his style. The first time I met him, he was actually driving the John Moss 572 Big Block ZL1 out of a trailer and onto the sidewalk to be on display at Camaro Superfest in like 96, 97. And I said, "Can I drive next?" And he just looked at me and he said, "You don't want to drive this car." we'd see Doug at every show, and he will surely be missed. So if you knew him, you knew how much he will indeed be missed. Is that it?
That's it for this week. We've got one more show next week. And
that's right.
I would advise everybody to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Tune in next week because we've got a special interview scheduled for next
week.
Kind
of a neat one, yeah.
That's all we're going
to
say.
Talking to this, yeah. So, having said that, we're going to wrap this up, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline 586-486-3182 or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.